This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends, and you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarrow. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast.
Marcy!
Betsky!
How you doing? You ready?
I'm ready. Did people call you Betsky when you skied in Colorado?
Oh my God, no. I wish they fucking did.
I'm gonna tell you they're fucking idiots.
What the fuck, you guys, my friends? Betsky. That would have been good.
Yeah.
That would have been really good. Nice.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to edit that out.
No, keep it in. It's fine. We're only human.
Born to make a Bart.
Body noise.
A Bart is what I just called.
A Bart?
It's my...
I mean a...
My, when I was a little girl, I used to say, excuse me, I farted out my mouth.
That's very
funny. In
that
very sexy tone.
We used a fanny burp.
Oh,
is your fart.
Or a queef.
A fanny burp.
Yeah, but in the UK, a fanny.
Oh, it's a queef. Yeah, okay.
Oh, sorry,
ooh,
Mom.
Fanny burp.
I fanny burped.
Pardon me, my fanny burp.
Betsy, what do you have for
today? Marcy, let's go.
Take me.
I know it's not the cradle of mankind, but where a lot of stuff came out of.
The Fertile Crescent?
No, that's why I said it's not the cradle of mankind, because I was like, that's not.
Are we going to the Fertile
Crescent? Hey, let's go somewhere where, theater was created.
I know where we are. We in Rome?
Democracy. No.
Greece.
Yeah.
Greece.
Let's go to Greece.
In Mykonos?
God damn it, I wish. Yeah, let's go to Lindsay Lohan's club in Mykonos. I'm gonna go
watch that woman. I've never seen a woman
with such
big naturals and a skinny body just dancing awkwardly on a beach club.
I want to go so bad.
Great.
I want to go party with Lindsay Lohan in Mykonos.
Greece, if you're listening, get us over there.
You're my favorite place I've ever been. I've only been once, and it was the greatest 8 days of my fucking life. So, it was awesome.
So what we call this, the birthplace of...
Birthplace of
intellectual
thing.
Man? I don't know.
But something like that, right? Like...
Don't at us if you know it.
Yeah,
right. We'll figure it out before
we'll
this
out
episode
slowly
goes
but
up.
Surely.
Okay.
So here we are.
Greece.
We're a few hours north of Athens,
mm-hmm.
and there's a cave. And I'm going to butcher all the names, but I'm going to try it as best as Mono, I feel, would. I'm
going
to say it how Mono would say
it. I think the way to pronounce Greek words is to try to sound as offensive as possible.
Okay, you ready
for
this?
You make them sound like cavemen.
This is the Devalis Cave. Is that good?
Yeah.
The Devalis Cave is located on Mount Penteli. Great. I think that's probably it. I bet Mano's proud.
Greek listeners, let us know.
I love your country so much.
Honestly.
So the Devalis Cave, I think, is located on Mount Penteli, north of Athens. And so this cave is, it's like the opening to a bunch of tunnels underneath this mountain.
Natural tunnels or dugout?
I think natural. Yeah. Which run through the mountain and then lead in the center to this pool of water.
That's what they thought the River Styx was, I bet.
Well,
I don't want to get ahead. Sorry.
You didn't. But it is a place where they would worship Pan, the little god of shepherds, who's half sheep, half man, or half, you know, half dude, half goat.
Yeah, god
of the shepherds.
Okay. Because
they've found actual, like, artifacts, little sculptures and stuff of Pan and, like, nymphs and everything.
Because I tell you, if there were underground water cave Jesus systems, Christ. I would be like, well, that's how you get to the underworld.
But in a mountain?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I'd be like, that's how you get to the underworld, because it's under the world. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
I would have had a cool cult back in the day.
A cool cult, just the beginning of a religion that everybody follows now, right?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Just religion in general, yeah. Of like, hey, follow me. I know how the sun comes up.
And people are like, you figured it out.
Yeah, you figured it out. Okay.
I'll follow you. All right. I'll follow I don't want to interrupt you anymore. Keep going.
No, you can interrupt. I don't give a shit.
So Pan's Labyrinth.
So Pan's Labyrinth. And there's also a Byzantine church built into the side of the mountain right next to the entrance of the cave. Oh. It looks beautiful.
Have you been there?
No.
Let's go.
Well, I was only in Athens for a day and then the islands for the rest of my time. It's the greatest place in the world.
You were just partying.
It was the greatest place in the world.
You just were looking at men with short shorts.
Yeah.
And oiled bodies.
Yeah.
Honestly, not concerned about melanoma at all, but
God damn.
All destined for it.
When we were in Santorini, which is my favorite place, there you like plan your day around the sunset of like, where are you going to be for the sunset to watch the sun go down? And we, one time, there was this huge like husky like dog just sitting on top of a wall, like one of those white walls.
So it was a wolf.
Looking at the sunset with the biggest red rocket. Like his dick was out. And we're like, that's the happiest dog in the world. Like it's the best place in the world. Just this dog chilling on top of a wall, looking at the sunset with a raging dog boner. It was awesome.
Or it was stuck.
What?
He was just like, can't find any nice dog girls.
To, like, jerk them back in. Anyways, enough about that. It's the best place. So the cave was, in the 1800s, was also home to a robber and his gang called Natavelis.
Natavelis.
I was going to say, the type's too small on that paper.
I know. I printed it all. My printer fucked up. And then when he died, that's when paranormal shit kind of started happening, started to get talked about and reported. So we're talking about, you know, electronics not working in or around the cave, cameras, you know, shutting off, not doing anything. Or when you do take a picture, holy shit, there's like a weird figure in the, you know, like a weird looking shape or something. Stuff like that. We're talking water flowing the wrong way, which I don't know how you determine that in a cave.
It's upside down. It's on the top of the cave.
Holy shit. That's very scary. We're talking about, you know, explorers going in the cave and never returning.
A bunch of Thai kids being trapped there for
Marcy.
Weeks. Never forget that.
But it's also like, oh, it's a very confusing system of tunnels. So it's easy to get turned around. We're talking like The Descent.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was just watching Below Deck Mediterranean.
Love it. Which season?
This current one.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And they go into like a cave on a, like they get on a boat and they basically all have to lay back in the boat.
Gross.
While they pull a chain so they get, because it's so narrow.
Gross.
I'm like, how do you not die?
I would never do that. Never ever.
Never ever.
I love Below Deck Mediterranean.
It's very good. What's up with Hannah? Why can't she just let herself be happy?
Hannah. Yeah, you do you, girl.
Just be happy.
Like, I'm rooting for her. And then there are parts where I'm like, Hannah, come on now. Chill
you
out.
You are smart, cool, but stop being so defensive.
Yeah.
Let your guard down, Hannah.
Yes, it's okay.
You can love a 23-year-old.
Yeah, go for it, dude. Yeah. That's rad.
He wants to.
Go for it, Hannah. I haven't watched any of this season.
Okay.
But I love it. Hannah, you go, girl. Okay, we're also talking about orbs floating around, forms of misty, like human, like shadow figures hanging out. We're talking strange sightings of a creature that looks like kind of a sheep-like thing, and that whenever approached, it immediately disappears.
No,
ooh.
I mean, or cute.
We're talking also about the classic, like you put a car in neutral, it'll roll uphill, like stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Objects. I was like, they have cars down there?
Yeah, of course.
In the caves?
No, like around the mountain.
Oh, okay. I got
around
you.
Around the
got
mountain
you.
And around the cave. All that shit. Here's some weird shit.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something.
So in the 1980s.
Okay.
The cave was suddenly closed to the public and became a weird, like, government project.
No.
To expand those tunnels under the mountain and stuff. But they never told anybody really what the project was for, you know, and like nobody knew the branch of government that was working on it. Like there were rumors that it was NATO, stuff like that. They didn't tell
the
anybody.
North American Trade Organization?
I guess so. And everybody's like, what the fuck is happening? And then all of a sudden this like quote unquote project just stopped. Like, in the middle of what they were doing, like where they've been working on new caves and it just dead ends and like they left equipment there. They just up and left, including, how do I say that? Including like a bunch of anti-cancer drugs were found amongst
what?
The abandoned equipment from the government.
But excuse me, why?
Isn't that fucking weird?
Were they trying to like build a weird facility where they could like
maybe
have, you know what, this is Illuminati stuff. They're like, we're gonna build an underground city.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking weird?
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And just to up and leave all of a sudden. And then like kind of be
Pan,
like, yeah, it's open.
Because Pan scared
him. I heard Pan was like, hey man. Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Pan, played by Jim Brewer.
Yeah, Goat Boy. Give us a whole 3-hour movie of Goat Boy, please.
Boy, did I think that was very funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's still
like
funny.
It. I mean,
it's still fucking
It's like
hilarious.
How I love the pizza in my hometown.
Yeah. You still like it.
It's not the best pizza in the world, but it was the first I had and I liked it.
Since then, there have been a lot of paranormal investigations and stuff. And one investigation found a trail of footprints in cement, like I think from that project or whatever.
Barf.
A trail of footprints.
Barf.
Leading into a wall, like the end of a cave wall.
Oh.
And like there's nothing else coming back. Like there are no other
Ew.
Where it's like, oh, it looks like somebody just fucking walked through a wall.
One of the like underground mole people just
maybe
gobbled them up.
It's like The Descent. And then one time, I fucking hate this one. One time there was a fucking doll that was found on like the mountainside right next to the cave. And they're
Why?
Like, it was like hard to get to where. So it's like, yeah, no kids fucking playing on this mountainside. So they retrieve the doll. The next day they come back and there's an identical doll, a second fucking doll in the exact same spot. Isn't that fucked
Why?
Up? I don't fucking know.
I know. What's it called?
I don't fucking know. What?
This cave or what's the area?
Davelis Cave. D-A-V-E-L-I-S. I think I speak perfect Greek, so I think that's it. Efcaristo. That means thank you. That's all I know. And how to order food.
Isn't
man. That fucking sick?
That's...
And then, of course, the cave draws in, like, spiritualists, some satanic cults.
Why'd you point at me?
You're a big satanic cult head.
Cult for life, baby.
Remnants of animal sacrifices.
Yeah.
Stuff like that at this cave. And that's the cave.
Damn.
It's spooky.
That is so spooky.
But it's really pretty. Like, that church carved into it is really awesome.
The Byzantine.
Yeah, that's the fucking cave.
I want to go to Greece really bad.
I'm telling you. It's the best place I've ever been in my life.
I just want Hannah to be my chief stew as
we
I
gotta do
float around the
Mediterranean. I don't think I want to be on a big yacht, though.
Yeah, I get a little like scared. Boats. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to go on a boat, like a catamaran.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah. Hannah, can we... Do you got that?
Hannah, can you put some of the toys in the water, please?
Please, some of those toys. It's the best. Greece is the fucking best place in the world.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Spooky, right?
Spooky.
That doll shit. That government shit.
Yeah.
Anti-cancer drugs.
Yeah, democracy, right?
The beginning
of democracy.
The
that's
beginning
how democracy,
of democracy
works. Is they tell you can vote on stuff, but they're doing secret shit behind
they're
your
doing
back.
A lot of secret shit
hey,
behind
baby,
your back.
That's democracy.
That's it, baby.
Pizzagate.
Remember that?
How could I forget?
Oh yeah.
Betsy.
Yeah, Marcy.
Do you think people should send in their stories?
Yeah, I think people should send in their stories, and we're talking personal stories. We're talking urban legends.
Yeah.
We're talking anytime you've done Ouija, if nothing really happens.
A weird story that your mom told you when she was a kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything. If you think aliens are your neighbors, let us know.
Also, go see a therapist. Check yourself out, too.
Marcy.
Everyone should go to therapy.
I know, it's great. Everyone should.
But yeah, send us your stories, your legends, folklore, personal experiences.
Anything.
To funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then rate, review, subscribe.
Tell your friends. Yeah, dude.
Mykonos.
Oh, Mykonos. Lindsay Lohan in Mykonos is so funny.
And watch Lindsay Lohan.
And watch
Mykonos.
Lindsay Lohan.
Please.
She's living it.
Large.
Up.
Thanks, Betsy. That was great.
Yep.
Betsy.
Marcy.
I love the fake excitement. Betsy. I mean, I'm genuinely
I'm excited.
But my voice did the radio fake. We are so excited for our guests here. This is genuine excitement now.
Good to make that clear.
Yeah, actually excited. You've seen him. He is an actor, writer, podcaster, UCB, Casey Faye.
Real excited.
Yeah.
Real excited to be here. Thank you for having me, you guys.
Oh, my God, Casey. Thank you for coming. I love your pineapple shirt.
Oh, thank you.
It's very, very nice.
Thank you. I'm trying. It's a pink shirt. I'm trying to, you know, incorporate new colors into my wardrobe.
You can pull it off.
My wardrobe is mostly blue stuff. So every once in a while, I need to go like, for a little while, I tried green. I was like, I'll put green in my wardrobe. And now I'm going, look at this. Look at this pink.
Look at you.
Look at this pink shirt with blue.
I like it. Pineapples. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Are the pineapples blue?
They are blue.
Perfect.
Yes.
There you go. You get a little bit of what you like comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're like a regal royal blue too.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. This is great podcasting.
Yeah.
I was talking about.
They'll see the picture.
Oh,
go
that's
to
right.
Instagram.
Oh yeah. Great.
Yeah. So what you said you podcast a bit too, right?
I did. Yeah. I have a season of a podcast called Tapped that you can listen to, which is like the government's listening to all our conversations. And so it's like the government's listening to our conversations, and these are some of the best conversations that don't involve national security. They're just fun conversations that they overheard.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's an improv podcast.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
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 So We're going to jump right into it, though.
Please do.
Unless you have something you got to get off your chest.
I do, but I'm just going to space it out throughout the episode.
Okay, just drop in a little bit.
We'll guess what it is.
Right.
Okay.
By the end, you guess what I'm going through mentally today.
Yes.
That I want to deal with.
So we always ask our guests, what, if anything, do you believe about the paranormal?
I would say I believe in it mostly because as like a white guy who grew up middle class, if I didn't believe things that I didn't see and experience for myself, I would be in trouble.
You wouldn't believe in anything.
Right. Yeah. Like, so I have to listen to other people's experiences and go like, oh, okay. Like, like, oh yeah. Women are afraid to like walk to their car at night. Oh, okay, yeah. The world must
I
be scary.
That. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But I'm afraid to walk to my car because of ghosts.
Okay,
so.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I'm taking this information in, and I'm learning. So yeah, like I think
being an ally,
being a ghost ally, exactly. And that's what I'm all about. I don't have. Yeah, I think because so many people have experiences. I don't know if I believe like ghosts in the sense of like Slimer in Ghostbuster.
That's the only ghost I want to be.
Yeah, oh, I get wanting to be Slimer. That guy's a party. But I don't know if like, I think maybe there's something surely with like energy and with our world that I don't completely understand and probably never will. But that I'm like, yeah, I bet that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aliens?
Yeah, gotta be. Just, it's too big. Yeah, the world is too big.
There has to be.
The universe is too big. There's got to be something else. I think it's a little bit like us being egocentric to be like, nope, just us.
Yeah, we're the only ones who've done this.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I mean, a bunch of astronauts have basically been like, oh, yeah, for sure, right?
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't.
Honestly.
You on those astronaut blogs?
Astro.com. I don't know. I maybe made that up, but I feel like the
buy that URL right now.
it's got to be taken.
It's got to be.
But I feel like the New York Times read an article like 2 years ago about UFOs, and it was like just in the middle of a busy news week, so it got buried.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah.
That was one of. I mean, one of the things wasn't Trump. Not. I mean, this is a surprise. He didn't keep a campaign promise, but wasn't one of the things he said that he would like if he was elected president, he'd just like tell everybody all the secrets and shit.
I think so.
I remember being like, I'm gonna open up the JFK files. I'm gonna talk about Area 51. I'm gonna do it all.
He's gonna scream it on the way to jail.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
Sorry, all you MAGA heads.
Yeah.
But we do have the Space Force coming, so
yes. Seems like a huge waste of money.
I thought NASA was already the huge waste of money. Why don't we just keep the money?
Yeah, I'm all for exploring the universe. That seems cool. But to be like, we need to fight. We need more wars. And we could get wars in the air. Seemed like such a weird...
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
But I'm kind of a pacifist, so I would say we don't need any of that military.
Honestly, they're going to come here anyway.
Yeah. They're going to figure it out way before we do.
But we're going to burn up the Earth first.
They've already been here.
Oh, yeah?
Right?
Yeah, probably.
Aliens?
Yeah,
sure.
Cats.
Hell yeah, man.
Some people think cats are aliens.
I believe that.
Sometimes you see cat and it's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you're fucking weird, yeah, man.
Absolutely. I love my alien baby
There you go. That's how I was setting you up for that.
Did you grow up Catholic?
No, but I grew up across the street from a Catholic church.
Okay. Just because we've noticed that a lot of people who believe in the paranormal are Catholic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess it's just built into the religion.
Yeah. And I guess like just like being taught something that you don't actually believe in the first place, then you start questioning everything. Maybe
yeah.
You just like question.
I mean, Jesus is paranormal. That's mm-hmm. a paranormal story.
Oh, yeah.
Because he like, yeah, right?
Yeah. He dies. He comes back. He walks on water. He like knows
he's
stuff.
He's a good ghost.
Miracles. He's a good ghost.
Ghost.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he is. Even if you believe the literalist of the Bible, he's a ghost when he comes back
because he's
dead for 3 days.
Holy shit, ghost. do you have any stories of your own or like local legend stories?
A little bit. Yeah. Like,
yes.
I realize I think I'm the kind of person that a ghost will never present themselves to because I'll just like logical it away. I think. And yeah. Like, in the same way that, like, in my apartment complex when I was living in a different place, like, I would have, like, all of a sudden there'd just be, like, water in the kitchen. And, I'd just be like, oh, that's weird. And I, like, wouldn't tell anyone or try to investigate or think about it. I'd just, like, move on with my life.
What do you mean water in the kitchen?
Would you clean it up?
Yeah, I think, yeah. I would, like, kind of, like, I'd, like, you know, mop it up or whatever. But I'd just be like, oh, that's weird. And, like, I didn't, it was, like, the dishwasher wasn't running or anything. And I just, like, you know.
So you never investigated the leak then?
Right, yeah. But there wasn't, like, a leak. Like, there wasn't, it wasn't near,
whoa.
It wasn't near, like, pipes or anything. It was just, like, in the middle of my kitchen.
Oh,
you know?
Shit, that's a ghost.
Okay, then yeah, maybe I've had a bunch of,
You know. Did you look up ever
yes,
to see?
Absolutely.
Okay, you looked
up. But I mean, like, I'm not like going to go tell my landlord. I'm not going to I'm not going to make the steps to like ever probably complain about something. So yeah, I suppose maybe I've been interacting with ghosts a lot and I just been like, oh no, that's that weird friend that none of my other friends know or ever see. But the ones that I have is like things that happened around me a lot. Like I think a lot of family and friends have had one. This one isn't a ghost story as much as just like a family tale that that we talk about that my mom says is true. And so, you know, it must be because why would she make it up? Other than there was a time in our history as people where we had nothing to do but make stuff up and tell each other stories.
I mean, we do that now.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. Yes.
We're all writers, correct?
Yes. So my mother's side, there was a pirate named Black Morgan.
Cool.
That was his name, Black Morgan. And they were Welsh. And so this was wherever, you know, near that land, I guess. And he and someone else discovered land at either the same time or argued over who discovered the land first. Mm-hmm. And so they were arguing over whose it was first. And they were like, the only way to settle this was if we have a race to the land.
Oh.
And so we're both getting our ships and whoever touches land first, whoever like touches their body on the land first gets the land, the island or whatever it is.
That's like Pirate Far and Away.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
right.
I remember that movie.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, a big race to some dust, right? Was it like Dust Bowl?
It honestly seemed like they picked the worst plot of land and nobody wanted it.
I literally know that movie only because Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise met each other.
That's where they met?
It was Days of Thunder before that? Maybe they met on Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
And this was their...
Far
they
Away
married.
Was after, yeah.
Okay, this was their... They were married, made a movie.
And then Eyes Wide Shut was the end.
And I remember that.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
That movie's fucking horny.
Mm-hmm. It's a horny movie.
It's a horny movie.
And so they were this was they were they'd already Eyes Wide Shutted and they were in the other movie Far and Away in it. And they were also it's a little bit of Days of Thunder, I suppose, because they're racing to a thing. And so they're racing to this land, and as they get closer and closer, Black Morgan realizes he's starting to lose, and they're getting closer and closer, and he's, you know, however far away, and the other person is beating him. And he's going to get his land. And so Black Morgan cuts off his ear and throws it.
No.
And it hits the land. So he isn't the first one on the land, but his body touches the land. And so he claims rightful ownership of the island. But the other person who beat him there is like, no, you just cut off your fucking ear. I got here first my feet. And so he didn't get the land.
Oh,
he cut off his ear
Black
and he didn't
Morgan.
Get the land. Yeah.
Oh
the
other my person. God.
I don't know why that's a family story that ends in loss.
That's very funny.
Maybe the lesson is like, don't cut off your ear.
Guys, just don't cut off your ear to jump to conclusions.
Yeah.
Is it a story about not cheating?
Yeah, but I feel like he didn't cheat, and maybe that's because I'm from his side of the family. Yeah.
No,
but
he cheated. I think he tried to cheat.
No, but he was the deal was the first one to touch land. Their body touches land.
Yeah,
and then he doesn't have the fastest boat, and so he used ingenuity to cut off his. He cared about it so much.
I'm rooting for him.
Right, he wanted the land so much.
Nah.
All right. Well.
He should have cut off a bigger body part. That's what I think.
But he lost.
Butt cheeks.
Slice them cheeks. That would have been... I think he cut off the right part because, one, you got to throw it. And two, he ended up losing anyway. And had he cut off a bigger thing...
Yeah.
At least back
then. And he had another one.
Right. And back then, pirates with one ear, that's happening cool. All the time.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to do that. You got to. One ear, one hand, mm-hmm. one leg.
Until someone's like, how did you lose your ear? You're like, I cut it off and threw it at an island because I wanted to live there.
Right. Oh, cool. So you live on that island now?
No. It was against the rules, I guess. I cheated.
Oh. Bummer.
Anyway, I'm going to rape and pillage you guys now.
Yes, yes.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they have forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up, too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/afunnyfeeling.
And then the other one that actually happened to my family that didn't happen to me was when we live in the same house that I had my first birthday in. I wasn't born there, but aww, like we moved into it.
You had your smash cake.
Yeah, is that the first birthday?
That's whenever the little kids get their own tiny cake.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then everyone else has like one so that the kid can be like, what's this? And then ruin it.
Yes, good. I hate watching like America's Funniest Home Videos where a little kid ruins a whole goddamn cake.
Yeah.
You selfish little asshole.
Little kid. So when I heard smash, I just so immediately thought of like sex that I was trying to think smash cake. I was like, that's my...
We let one-year-olds... That's smash, what we do in my family.
Smash a cake.
We have sex with cake.
Oh, children.
There it is.
Me rewind.
This podcast takes a long turn. People come jumping out. We got her!
Yeah. Finally, she admitted it!
Whole family goes down. but when we moved into the house, and we... we used to call it the Peekaboo House when we were kids. I guess I wasn't. I was like a baby, so I didn't speak. But my brother and sister called it the Peekaboo House because it had like all these little attics and stuff in it. And like,
ooh, spooky.
Yeah, we had like three different attics up in the top floor. And so I guess the family that lived there before us, the father died in the house.
Oh, God.
And it was the mother was the town piano player. She taught piano lessons mm-hmm. to everyone. Throughout my life, everyone saw someone knock on the door and be like, I used to take piano lessons in there. Can I come look inside your house?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So she had an impact on people.
I guess. Or they're like really taking the tour. They're like yeah. really just doing every little.
Yeah.
She used to wrap my fingers when I hit a key wrong.
Yeah. Excuse me. I once ordered a pepperoni pizza from here. Can I yeah. come and look in the kitchen?
Please.
But so I guess the father, husband, whatever was the like last remaining sort of living in the house, and he lived in it for a while as an older man, and then eventually died in one of the rooms.
Uh-huh.
And so when we moved in, my mom said she would often hear because her and my dad's room is in the main floor, and then all the kids are in the upper floor. So she would hear like the first couple weeks, like people coming down the stairs a lot.
No. Ew.
And she thought it was my brother, my sister being afraid sleeping this far from my parents because they'd never been on other floors. But she would always go to the door and no one would be there on the steps. No one would be coming up and down the steps. And so then it happened for like the first few weeks, and then eventually it went away. And she's like, I think it was that the father who died in the house saw that a nice family moved in. And then he was like, oh, this is a nice family with kids. I'll go by. That's kind of her take on it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. And then my college roommates would have one like too. Like my one college roommate, would see kids sometimes.
Oh,
when,
fuck.
And like we went to a very old college.
In the dorm?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
And we went to a very old college. So I don't know. And it had like a prep school in it way back in the day. So,
sick.
In the halls and whatnot. But the only thing I've ever had is like recurring dreams, like fever dreams. Like I've had some like fever dreams that kind of spooked me when I was a kid.
Oh.
One, I like went crazy on my mom. I was like had a fever, and in the dream I used to have these blocks that I would play with.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. You gotta play with
blocks. Hell yeah, dude. Yes, blocks,
yes,
man.
Yes, 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 blocks.
Yes, yes, blocks.
And so in my dream I had used these blocks to set up like a very nice wedding for this couple. It was like a nice wedding with my blocks. You know, I used like the red triangle ones for like, you know, the top part, and then like the blue rectangle ones kind of like to build the wall. And it was
shit,
like
that's
this
nice.
Tight, really. I made like a real nice place, like a beautiful place for these. Like,
hell yeah.
As a 7-year-old or whatever. And then in my dream, like as the ceremony's happening, you know, such a beautiful ceremony. Everyone's having a blast. And then my mom came in and just like almost as a giant started like knocking these blocks, and like they all ran and scattered and ran away like, you know, Godzilla was attacking or whatever. And she was like,
oh my God.
And like
God.
She was knocking these blocks. And so then I was freaking out because I had this fever. And then she woke me up and I like looked her right in the eyes and was like, you knocked down my blocks. You knocked down my blocks. And I was like, such a nice, chill kid that I don't remember it, but I just like remember in, you know, the back of my mind, the fear in her eyes, seeing me be like so mad at her that she like didn't know what to do. So she just like turned on the bath, threw me in the water, and called the hospital being like, my kid's yelling at me for knocking
down
my box.
He's sick. Oh my God.
Like, what
God.
Do I do?
That is so weird when you have a dream and you like, either somebody you love is mad at you mm-hmm. or you're mad at somebody, and like it feels so real, and then you wake up and you still feel like, oh my God.
I couldn't shake it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes for me like half a day to kind of shake that off. Like I have to call or text and just be like, everything cool?
Right.
Wait, I had a weird dream recently where I shit through yoga pants.
Okay.
And then when I was like, getting up in the morning, I was like, did I shit on myself?
Mm-hmm.
I like didn't, but I thought I would just kept looking around just in case I did.
Yeah.
just like your blocks. Exactly. What you said was recurring though?
Well, that one I just like couldn't shake it. Like I was still a part of a dream. The like recurring one that I had was another time when I had a fever. I was, my dad was gone for that one. So I think it made it harder because I was like yelling at my mom. This time I remember my dad was home because I freaked out my mom so hard on that one. Aww. That she's like, this time made my dad deal with it. But I used to sleep in a room where it was like my bed was facing in the direction there was like a desk. Oh, I had my own big, it was like a nice big office desk. I don't know. I was
hell
like,
hell yeah, dude. You're a little businessman.
Yeah, I know.
They were like, we're raising a boss.
I know. I truly like never used it. I had like pens in the things and like a Beastie Boys picture or whatever. Yes. Just like whatever junk that I accumulated in this desk. But it took a big part of the room. But I would wake up. Which is already scary because like in your dream, you're waking up from your dream.
Yes, awful.
And then there was just like a guy sitting in the chair who wouldn't be looking at me.
Oh.
And then I'd like want him to like to see what it was at first. And he would just do, this is hard to explain in podcast, but like to show you, he like would do like a slow neck turn, look around and be like real like, creepy happy, you know.
Ew.
Not like like fake and just like this kind of like smile that's like scary and creepy and wasn't anyone I'd ever seen before.
Yeah.
And so also why is he in my room? And he's just like, and he's just like, he would, whether it was something just like hello or just like hi, and he just like, or I maybe didn't say anything, but it was just like this thing, and that it would freak me out, and then it would freak me out so much it would wake me back up. But then when I would go back to bed, I'd have a dream, wake up what I thought was waking up out of the dream, and then he would be there again doing that same turn.
Case, oh, I just got chills.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I will say that to you, that's a dream. To me, that's an experience.
Right. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think a lot of things present in dreams that are like, you know, because it's easier to. Like, your mind's open to it.
Sure.
So... oh, I don't know why that man was so creepy. Maybe he's like, this is nice, right?
Yeah. Hey, look, he's like, look at this desk you got. You should use this desk more. Look at all this room.
I love the Beastie Boys. Ad Rock.
Yeah. But the only thing that eventually got it to stop was my dad came in and just sat in the chair on the desk so that when I woke up, the guy couldn't be there because my dad was sitting there.
Oh, my God.
He did that every night?
No, just that night.
Oh.
No, just that.
Because you kept, it was like, it was on like a loop.
It was like a fever,
night.
Yeah, it was like a fever that night.
That's an experience,
yeah.
I think.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm not a professional at this, but...
It's your podcast.
I'm not a professional, but, you know, I think that's an experience, man.
Yeah. I'll take it. Yeah, I guess I had an experience then.
What a nice dad.
Yeah.
God, parents do so much for their kids.
I know. I just,
I'll sit in this desk all night and wait for your fever to break.
Aww.
Could give you ibuprofen, but this feels safer in the long run.
Those are like the times where I freaked out a ton. There's one other time that, because I guess my brother saw one too, one time where it was like I had another fever and a dream that like I couldn't shake, which was like hard to explain other than like almost like tree trunk, but like metal, like tree trunks, not coming up from the ground, but being like hung from something.
Oh,
and they were just like kind of like banging into each other, like a ton of them, horizontally from the ground. I can't even, I guess I don't even remember the picture to know like how far off the ground, but I just remember like these huge metal, like cylindrical things banging into each other a bunch. And I was just like, and then like I'd wake up and then I'd go back and it would kind of start again. It was like, I guess it was maybe around just before the time, I guess it'd be a little bit before puberty. I was trying to think if that had any connection to it of like, your body's going through changes. You start having weird fucking dreams or.
Also, like, you just lived in a haunted house. Like, your mom thought it was haunted. Like,
right.
And I think you just were like, well, it's probably not.
Right.
Yeah, and you were probably super weak when you were having a fever. So the ghosts were like, oh, we can go through him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is true that, like, your walls probably were down a little bit.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Or that, like, you're hallucinating because you're having a fever.
Right.
Yeah.
Very smart that your mom put you in a cold bath.
Right. Yeah.
That's what you got to do sometimes.
That's what she
bring did. That temp down.
This was before Google. So, you know, throw them in a bath, call the hospital.
It's crazy what people just knew off the top of their heads.
I know.
I don't know shit now.
Directions to places.
Oh, yeah. You had to memorize, like, phone numbers.
I still remember my childhood friends' phone numbers.
I remember my first phone number ever.
Say it.
532-3804.
Oh, yours.
So I don't remember the area code.
Yeah.
And that was Wyoming.
I remember a lot of my friends. 259-9341, 252-82, 252-5282. That one's easy to remember. 251-0481, I think. But then that's also very close to mine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I had a 667-2438.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Sexy. Yeah.
Numbers.
Have you ever had like sleep paralysis?
Where you wake up and you can't move?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think I have. I've had that thing where I am sleeping and like pull a muscle.
Oh,
and it's
you're
like
calf?
And it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like a Charlie horse?
Yeah, in my sleep.
Yeah, I've had a Charlie horse in my sleep.
Yeah.
It's shocking to wake up to.
Oh.
To be like, I have a pulsating like muscle cramp.
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like your muscle is ripping off of your bone. You're like, this is it. I'm done for.
Yeah, it's the most pain.
I got it in high school because I was taking some kind of diet pill, like Herbalife or something like that, and probably just like not eating and being super dehydrated. Ugh. So I like, woke up in the middle of the night because I sleep with like one toe kind of pointed.
Really? One toe?
Oh.
Because I sleep like... they're both actually, so like one leg will be straight and the other one will be bent and up, like parallel to my hip.
Yeah.
And so like that toe will be pointed because it's up. So like it's sort of like almost like that. Yeah, like
all five of the toes or just one of those toes.
No,
will be...
I meant like one toes of foot.
Okay.
Never mind. Okay. One foot of toes.
Yes.
And then I woke up with a Charlie horse. I wish that were paranormal, but it's not.
Yeah. Good God.
It's just potassium.
I mean, all my worst nightmares as a child, I guess maybe now, though I don't remember a lot of my dreams, were being unable to speak, like being held by a guy or someone and like someone who can save, like I'm in a closet and like someone who can save me, like a friend or a family member or something's like on the other side. And I'm like, and all I have to do is go like, help. But I go like,
yes.
And like, I can't. And those, I had those dreams a lot. And that's like a fear is like, that's probably like, I'm a control person. So that's probably some level of that
control
of like
control.
Not having control, not being able to use my voice, not being able to. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Those are creepy, though. I mean, I know that you don't think of them as paranormal, but they feel kind of paranormal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, I honestly hadn't heard I asked my mom. She told me nonchalantly that one. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, a guy died in our house, and, like, I used to think he was walking up and down the stairs, but he left after a couple weeks because we're a fun family.
Because like, we're a fun family. I love that so much.
Or she actually said a nice family with kids. She thought, like, that was a big part. Like,
also, she was like, well, he left, though,
right.
So no
yeah.
big.
Right. And that I had never heard of until she mentioned that. And then my brother had one from a high school girlfriend. Her dad died at a very young age. My brother had never heard his name or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he like came to my brother in a dream being like, tell her that, you know, I wish the best for her. I'm watching out for her, blah, 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 all these things.
Oh.
And then said his name. And then my brother was like reluctant to tell it to her because he was in high school. He's like, why are you giving me this? Talk to her.
Come to her
in a dream. And then eventually did and was like, he said his name was Warren and she was like, oh, that was his name.
What?
Maybe there is something in my house, you know?
Yeah.
Your mom and brother seem at least a little sensitive to
and
it.
It's right across the street from a Catholic church.
Right.
We got those bells ringing. You know?
Which is what that metal sound was.
that's what it was.
Dong,
I was sleeping
dong,
in the
dong.
Bells. That was the problem. I didn't have a fever. I had slept walking to the bells.
Dong, ding, bang, bang, bang.
It's the scariest dream. It sounded like this. Dong, dong, bang, dong, dong, bang, bang, bang.
Church time. Very scary.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Do you have any other stories?
I think those are the ones that I have.
Those are good. The
scares.
Would you like to listen to a ghost story?
I'd love to.
Okay, I'm a pull.
Hey guys. So this is Chelsea from New Jersey, and I want to tell you about the story of my semi-haunted house. So I've on and off lived with my parents in the same house for almost 28 years. And we have, it's pretty small, you know, it's like 3 bedrooms, 2 bedrooms on the first floor, and then there's like an attic bedroom. And I, as a kid, I had the bedroom on the first floor. My parents had the other bedroom, and my little brother had the room upstairs. And the weird thing was, is he always had like a really big imagination. And, you know, he would call for my parents all hours of the night, claiming of night terrors and all this weird stuff. And he said, we have like these wooden stairs going upstairs. And, oh, and I also forgot to mention, our house is the first house in like a big development. It's pretty old. It was like post-World War II, you know, everybody coming back, needing a place to stay type of deal. And so he would say that he would hear someone like slamming on all fours, like running up the stairs, and then the footsteps would stop as soon as it or whatever would get to his door, and he would just be paralyzed with fear. So due to some other circumstances, my brother and I switched rooms. I mean, part of it was I was going to be 14, and I was like, oh, I want a room upstairs and be that cool, edgy teenager with a cool attic, you know, bedroom, and have my friends over. It's going to be super cool. So, you know, I started experiencing some weird things. We did some renovations upstairs. I know, yeah, it's... that's always a sure thing of more ghosts. So the one time when I was 16, and I could tell you numerous stories, but I'll try and keep this as short as possible. The one time my best friend Kelly actually came and stayed over the night, and I think we were like 16, 17. I just got off the phone with my first boyfriend, you know, and we were all girly, chit-chatting about it, gossiping, and then all of a sudden, let me back up. So my bed was actually a day bed, so I had a trundle that you can pull out and pop up, and you could sleep on it, and it was like a second bed, essentially, and we had an air conditioner in my window, so Kelly, we were sleeping, like, opposite of each other. So Kelly was facing the window and my feet were facing like towards the door. So we were just talking, and then like we had the TV on in the background, you know, whatever. We weren't paying attention. And then all of a sudden my TV got like fuzzy, and then it went blank. And then all of a sudden I get chills just fucking thinking about this. Sorry for cursing. Something like a shadow popped out of the TV, and it like fell to the floor, and it scurried across the floor and then popped up in the corner of my room. And it was an outline of a man, and not to be stereotypical or whatever, it legitimately looked like Slender Man. And I remember you guys talking about, you know, everybody thinking about one thing and it kind of like becomes real almost. I forget what the actual name of that was called. I'm sorry. But I swear to God, there was an outline of a man in the corner of my room, and both of us just go dead silent. Like, I, for a second, I thought, oh, geez, you know, I fell asleep and this is a nightmare. But no, she got silent, and I blinked and he was gone, or it was gone, whatever it was. And we're quiet for a minute, and she goes, did you see that? I said, oh my God, you saw that too? She goes, yeah. I was like, oh my God. It was the craziest fucking thing. So every time she brings it up to me, she picks on me because it freaks me out. You know, I stay there sometimes if I'm not at my boyfriend's, and she'll say like, oh, Chelsea has Slender Man in her room, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, legitimately, every time she brings it up, something weird happens. Something flies off my shelf, you know, something crazy. So my mom actually had just gotten into saging rooms and stuff. So she just did mine, and I haven't had anything weird happen lately. So I hope to keep it that way. But I thought I would share a little story about my crazy house and weird paranormal things, whatever you want to call them, have happened to me. I could, like I said, I could go on forever, but I won't keep any more of your time. I really love you guys, and I love your podcast, and it's definitely something I look forward to every week, and it definitely brightens my day and continues to spark my interest in the paranormal and ghost stories and, you know, folklore and everything like that. So thank you so much. Aww. Bye, guys.
Semi-haunted house. That's fucking full circle haunted.
For something to jump out of your TV.
And then to scurry. Yeah.
Skittering and scurrying are two of the most disgusting ways that something can move.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up. Ew.
And that it was a shared, like, that someone else was there and saw it too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be like, well, maybe I'm insane.
That's the dream.
And I like her friend now just teases her about it. Like, hey, remember the most horrific moment of our lives? You still got to live with that.
You like to have sex with Slenderman, don't you?
If you say that, he's going to come have sex with me tonight.
Hey, babe, what's this? Oh, who's this Slenderman guy?
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, you're sleeping in my house now from now on. I'm not letting those Slenderman get in my girls.
Oh, pimp. Brad. He's nice.
That's wild. I never thought of the, like, doing stuff to the house makes them angry.
Yeah, the idea that, like, they're sticking around, they kind of feel territorial, and then you start messing, changing all the things.
I should look back and figure out if, like, the time in which I was a kid that I had my fever dreams, if that was when we were redoing our kitchen.
Oh.
Because we did our basement, too, but our basement was, like, very unfinished. We just, like, put stuff, we, like, made it nicer. So I think ghosts would be like, oh, cool, yeah, couch.
That's
nice.
Why the ghosts kept walking down the stairs to be like, what are they doing down here?
They gotta
well,
do
they are a nice family with kids.
So it must be all right. But we did
Air
do our kitchens.
Hockey, cool.
So I wonder, and also, I guess a lot of it, like they painted a lot of it because the colors were gross and carpet, like 70s carpet they got rid of and stuff.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Houses used to look awful.
Yeah, I know. It
was just terrible.
You know what? Every room should feel different. Every room should have its own, like, yes. Color and carpet and theme and.
Make it your own.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
And some of those carpets should be real big, like big old brown carpet.
Oh, yeah. It makes you just want to, like, feel crazy.
Yeah.
Every room should make you want to feel a different sort of crazy.
Yeah. A yellow room, a green room, a brown room.
Yes.
Our house is the one connector.
Oh, that is so spooky.
That is a spooky story she has there.
That's great. I want to see that in, like, a short.
Oh, yeah.
A little, or a whole movie.
Yeah.
Feels like it.
About a TV.
Coming
I got
out of,
it.
Coming out of
it's
TV.
Mine. Okay. I'm taking it, even though it's your story.
That's how this works.
That's how this works. I listen and I steal everything. Oh, my goodness.
She was also very nice, too. I love how she had, like, this very scary story and then was like, and I love hearing other scary stories that remind me of the trauma I live. Thank you.
Goodbye. We got a little time. Do you want to do a second one? Is that crazy?
That's not crazy to me.
All right.
Casey, can you handle it?
I can handle number two.
This is a shorter one.
Hello, ladies. I wanted to tell you a ghost story that happened to me last week.
Oh, shit.
I live in Southwest Colorado, kind of in starting to get into the mountains, but not like completely surrounded by mountains. So it's kind of a spooky place, and I think the mountains hold in a lot of energy, and creepy shit happens here all the time. We've got a lot of local ghost stories. And I also live down by the river. So where I walk my dog in the morning is literally between the river and a mountain. So very spooky feeling all the time. So I was walking here last week, and we walked by where a bear had just been. And so I was kind of on my guard, trying to make sure there wasn't still around and going to try to eat us. So just kind of being more aware. And the feeling in the air kept getting creepier and spookier, and it had been kind of spooky when I woke up. It just is that way sometimes. It's a weird area. So we turned around, walked back to the house, and my dog was obviously pretty freaked out too, just, you know, ears perked up, looking around, on guard, and I assumed it was for the bear. We walked back into my house. The creepy feeling gets 100 times worse, just super intense. awful feeling, and my cat starts freaking out. And my TV is pretty close to my front door. The cat gets up in front of the TV, all poltergeist style, like the little girl from that movie, just eyes wide, looking around, freaking out. And then he starts freaking out at the corner up above my front door. The dog doesn't care at this point. She's just chilling. So I said, you know, whatever you are, you have to get the fuck out. You're not welcome here. That normal stuff. And all of a sudden, the cat was like, cool, fam, chill. And he calmed right down. So that's my most recent ghost story. I've got a couple other similar ones, just a creepy place. I hope you guys have a great day. Love the podcast. Thanks.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Like I'm the dog in that story.
Yeah.
I'm like a bit more being like, oh yeah, cool. All right, chill. Yeah.
Well, once you're like, oh, I guess a bear's not going to get me. Right. Well, all right, cool.
Yeah, right.
I'll just take a nap then. And the cat's like, hey, fam.
Right. Hey, fam. Something's going on in here.
The idea of feeling a weird or spooky energy outside freaks me out even more.
Yeah.
Like that idea of where it's like, ooh, it can even be in such a wide open area is so scary.
Yeah, we used to play in a graveyard a little bit, I remember, in high school.
Yeah.
And I was more like worried about like desecrating, like, because it would be like we would go there because we'd like put down a blanket and like make out or
I love making out in a cemetery.
Yeah. Oh, I love kiss the bones when the bones are all like cold and stuff.
It was like a place that we'd like hang out. I don't remember if a friend lived near. I don't even know why we'd go there, but I remember a few times from being there and just kind of like being, you know, 15 and not even drinking yet or anything, but just being like, it's a place to hang out where people are probably aren't going to be around. And I was more worried just about like, there's people underneath us. Like, is this nice? Should we be doing this?
I feel like if I was a parent and I was like, where are our kids hanging out? And then I found out it was the cemetery. It's like, oh, okay. I don't give a shit.
Really?
That's so weird.
Yeah, I got some weird kids. Where are my kids,
you little freaks, as long as you're not like,
hey, weird freaks.
I don't know, drinking in a 7-Eleven parking lot. Yeah.
But don't you think they could just do it in a cemetery?
Do it?
Anything that they could do in a parking lot, they could do in a cemetery.
Oh, yeah. I think I would just be like, oh, come on, you guys. Come on, a cemetery?
I would be so worried that my kids were going to like get pregnant or impregnate someone in a cemetery.
And then be affected by the energy of it?
No, just that they did it there.
Say like get a ghost attached to them, but I guess, yeah, getting knocked up in a cemetery. Yeah.
Please don't get pregnant in a cemetery, girls.
You're 15. You got your whole life to do it somewhere that's not a cemetery.
Come on. Find a parking lot.
Do it like me behind a dumpster.
My grandfather's a bishop, and he used to have to do exorcisms. And he's passed. I can't talk to him now about it, but he like, you know, he had to believe in that because it's like in the Bible and if you believe in all the other stuff. Then he's an Episcopal bishop of Western Australia. And I remember asking my mom way back at some point, she's like, yeah, he did exorcisms.
What?
And I would love to talk to him, to be like, were you like, this is happening? Yeah. This is real? Or were you like, I have to do this thing because
for the people.
The people, or is it like you're, you know, like how committed are you? Do you have to go like, all right, well, if I'm gonna do this, I'm just gonna go all in and start yelling stuff. But I think that would be a tough thing because he wasn't that kind of preacher, really. He was more like a storyteller.
I mean, you kind of have to believe, I would imagine, unless it's like when I go to the mechanic and they're like, no, I think everything's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's probably if we could rotate your tires, I think that would solve the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's possessed.
My car's possessed. Oh my God. Ooh, this is a good story.
Yeah, these are really good.
Those are both great.
I like her gumption too, of just being like, hey, get the fuck out of here. I like that. Yeah. But I'd be so mad. I'd be scared that would make them mad.
Well, you got to claim your space.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do that too if I'm in the dark or anything, just like letting people know like, I see you. Real funny. Even though no one's there.
Yes.
Like, oh, if you're going to jump out. You're right there. I know you're going to jump out.
I'm ready for it.
And then like they don't. And then I'm like, oh, nothing hurt because no one heard me say that. But but if they would have been there and were playing to scare me, then they're like, oh, he sees us.
Oh, he got me.
Oh, I guess I won't jump out.
Oh, man. Well, this has been great, Casey.
Yeah, those calls are great. You guys got some great great listeners.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. Yeah. They send us so many good spooky stories. Yeah.
It will take us forever to get through them, which makes me feel good to be like, everyone else is seeing ghosts too.
Yeah. Does it make it harder for you guys to sleep or live or anything, or does it make it easier? No. Yeah.
I think my house is a little haunted right now.
Right.
But it's not my room, so I don't care.
Right, yeah.
My roommate, she just told me this morning or earlier today that she woke up again with something black coming down from the ceiling.
Wow.
And that she woke up and...
What the fuck?
I don't know. I was like, I'll get some sage. We'll cleanse the house or something.
Wow.
I don't know. It's also, she thinks it could just be a dream, but I was like, well, it just keeps happening, so...
Yeah, well, what I learned is sometimes dreams...
are real.
Yeah, are happening.
Dreams are happening every day. Casey, tell everyone where they can find you.
Anywhere on the internet. My name is CaseyFeigh. If you put that into stuff, I'll pop up.
I hope you don't have any bad fever dreams.
Oh,
thank you. It's been a long time since I've had a bad fever dream. So.
Oh, good.
But if I do, I'll let you know.
Please let us know soon as you have a fever. And tell us your dreams.
Great. That sounds fun. I'll do that.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.